You've earned this.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jose's here. I'm here, Dan's here, Peon's here, and you're here. And now we get to talk about some tech stuff. Went into Walgreens today, bought myself another car phone charger. You know what? Walgreens has got a lot of really neat stuff. It's like a third the price as you go in the Apple store or somewhere. You know, chargers, iPhone chargers and stuff, and USB plugs. If you have an issue, a question, a problem, or are confused as you shop for something electronic, we have the guy who probably has the answer, and he's brought to you by Oreck. And your locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. I see some lights lighting up. Those are people who already know the numbers. For those of you who don't, here we go. And you get some good free advice here. So come on in, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And now Oreck is proud to present the one, the only. You are the one and only. Is there another? You know, there's probably another Jose Hernandez somewhere. That's the one and only one that does this in this room, Jose Hernandez.
Hi, everybody. Frank, you are aware that Jose Hernandez is equivalent to John Smith.
I would think so. That
or there's one or two of us
Jesus
running around.
Rodriguez or something like that. So what's going on, Jose? Does anybody here have anything that's bugging you for Jose?
Tech-related? I don't think so.
I think I'm pretty good. I was able, I told these guys, to help a guy who emailed me. He hated his software update, and like me, he couldn't figure out his iPod music, and I helped him fix his problem because I just kept messing with it. It took me an hour, and I finally figured it out. So that's it for me. I don't have anything right now particularly bugging me, so what do you have?
Best Buy, our friends at the Nerd Herd. Seems that they forgot to wipe the data from an open box device. Someone had turned it back in. This seems to be happening on a regular basis with them. The first one is a gentleman named Michael Urban who bought an Apple TV, got it home, plugged it in, found out it was still logged into Hulu, Netflix, iTunes, and HBO. Seems that the small print on his contract said that he would receive a factory restored refurbished unit. Well, they seem to have forgotten the factory restore part.
Sounds to me like he's got a lot of free gift cards coming from Best Buy.
Absolutely.
See, I like it when people screw up because it usually means they'll kiss your butt and you get a lot of free stuff. I'm serious.
Well, I don't know that the Nerd Herd folks are quite that free with the gift cards. Another report said that a gentleman bought a computer that had the password of the computer on a piece of paper written on it in the same box the computer came in.
Nice.
And so when he fired it up, it said, log in to Steve H., and he had the password ready to go.
Remember when people would rent VHS movies? Okay, you'll have to be too old to remember that. And then every once in a while, somebody would take the tape, erase it, and shoot porn on it. Video themselves having sex, and then turn it back in the movie box. Now, the people at the store just want to see if it's rewound. They're not going to watch it. And then somebody else rents it, and they turn it on to the, hey, kids, let's watch Cinderella. And it's like four couples going at it in somebody's living room or something. I miss those days.
There's a device that expired, the video cassette rewinder.
Yes.
The only thing it did was just rewind.
Oh, yes.
They had three or four of them behind the counter at Blockbuster.
And then they also, for the DVDs, had the cleaner before you. They put disc cleaner. Yeah. We act like that stuff was 100 years ago.
They
it's
had
not that long ago.
The VHS head cleaner, too. You remember that?
I had one. It looked like a VHS tape, but it would,
So my advice is if you're going to turn stuff back in, either for refurbished or traded in, do it yourself. Set it back to factory defaults, especially if you're going to give it to the Best Buy folks, because clearly they're not taking care of that issue. Yeah. It is 136 days to Christmas. I knew that you didn't know that.
I didn't.
A couple things that you're going to see that are going to be pretty big Christmas time, virtual reality headsets.
What does that mean?
It is a helmet or a pair of glasses that you wear.
Oculus Rift is one.
Oculus Rift is one.
Listen to you.
I've seen,
kind of Facebook also has one. Valve has one. Sony has one. Microsoft has one. Google has one.
Looks like ski goggles, but it, it's all blacked out. There's a screen on the inside.
Oh, my goodness. I love this.
And
so, like, you're watching
a
big
video
screen.
Game. Video games, or I don't know. They're not necessarily
video
doing
games
movies
and some other stuff.
They had crude forms of this years ago.
Yes.
But right. they were.
It's come a bit, I think, the technology.
Yeah. Oh, a little bit. I would absolutely. I would buy.
So, are these something that you could take like on a plane? Or
yes.
Something like that, if you. Oh. Wow.
Or well, if you're lying in bed, you can be watching a movie in high definition, big screen.
Right. The idea is like when you play Black.
Yes.
And you would normally move the controller.
Right.
Now it's all head-based. So when you move your head, the gun's going to track where you want to go. So they'll have a bunch of those games. The other one to look for is finally ultra-high-definition 4K DVD players are going to be out. The Blu-ray Disc Association began licensing the ultra-high-definition format. We'll start on August 24th. That'll give them time to start producing them. So by Christmas, there will be 4K content for your 4K televisions. The new Blu-ray players will also be backwardly compatible to play regular Blu-ray discs.
Will they play discs that aren't Blu-ray?
Yeah, they're up in coding.
So everything will play.
Yes, it's all backwardly compatible. And then our friends at Apple, 5 weeks ago, they announced Apple Music. I don't remember if you're hearing about that.
Nope.
They have 11 million trial subscribers for Apple Music.
That all?
It's a three-month demo. At the end of the three-month demo, it's going to cost you $9.99 a month for a single. Or if you have a family plan, it'll cost you $14.99, and you can attach up to 6 devices to it. It's going to be interesting to see how many of the three-month trial subscribers actually convert over to paying the Apple folks. In addition to that, Verizon has now, as starting August 13th, will no longer offer contracts and subsidized phones. So basically what they're going to is Verizon will just give you a month-to-month contract. The problem is you got to buy the phone up front. There's no more paying for it.
Through your...
Well, you can pay for it month by month, but you're not going to get a discounted price for it.
Because you signed it to your contract.
Yeah, because you signed it to your contract because you're no longer in that contract. iPhones are 60% of what Apple's revenue was last quarter, with a price of $649 for the entry-level iPhone 6. I don't know how many people will be using Verizon that are actually going to pay $649 up front to have no contract.
You know, I think every once in a while, I think about, if you really start to think about all the monthly payments we make, kick that chair out of that way. You can move that. I can't even see Dan. That's in my way. I like to see if Dan's asleep when we're working. But all the monthly bills, for example, when I was a kid, there was no cable bill. There was no cell phone bill. We pay for cellular. We pay a monthly for, it's just a lot of little things that we're paying monthly. Satellite radio, OnStar. They're all these things. And if you get them all, it adds up to a whole bunch of money every month. It's easy to spend $400 or $500 a month.
I guess somebody
says have the best package of this and the best TV package of here and da da da. It's just
Somebody says our package is only $30. You go, oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and it's not. It
but
never
then
is.
You've got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, when you watch TV, they go Dish Network, DirecTV, or whatever. Starting at just $39.95. No. You're not getting it for that. You'll get it for a week for that. But it's going to cost you, and you're going to sign something that says you're going to start paying later a lot more than that.
Well, things you pay for. Would you have thought when we were younger?
Water?
Yeah, that you pay for bottled water.
Heavens no. I still can't believe it.
There's some machines at a gas station where the air, where you have to put change in now.
I just went to a gas station the other day.
Air costs money.
It costs $1.
If my grandmother... my dad's mother, who used to pump water from a handle, if she could come back out of the grave right now and walk up to somebody and go, hey, what you drinking there? Water in a bottle? And go, yeah, and I paid $2 for it. She'd die again.
Yeah.
She'd die all over again. She wouldn't believe it.
Well, same thing with older folks with gas stations.
Yeah.
I can remember as a kid, you didn't get out of the car to pump gas.
No.
They came out and asked you.
They ran out.
How much gas would you like?
They could not come out fast enough. Let me get that windshield for you. Let me check that oil.
Regular or Ethel?
Yeah. Yeah, we're old.
Old-timer. Right. Old-timer day is over.
You ready for calls?
Please.
All right, one more time for the phone numbers. So pay attention. This will be the last time I probably give them. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Mike. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Mine's just kind of like a comment, not so much of a question. I've got a Dell computer within the last year. It's, you know, 1 terabyte, super gigahertz, and all that kind of stuff. So I decided to go ahead and download Windows 10.
Yes.
The problem I had with the Windows 10 is the Windows 10 assumes, for the most part, not completely, that I'm running a tablet.
Okay.
So that, like, there was a Java update that had to come in, and it wouldn't come in because the default browser for Windows 10 is Windows Edge.
Right.
So after fooling around with that, trying to update Edge to IE 11 or whatever, I finally remembered what you had said several weeks ago, and that is, give it a little time before you download the Windows 10. So I bailed out and went back to 8.1.
Very good. I've actually had several emails and phone calls about people, should I upgrade to Windows 10? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, wait. It came out on the 29th of last month. It will be a free download for the next 12 months. I wouldn't suspect that anyone should go and get Windows 10 till after the beginning of 2016.
There you go.
Well, I'll just say I agree.
Thank you.
Based on my experience. Thanks, Jose.
All right, Mike, thank you for the warning and for, well, letting people know so that they don't have to suffer the way you suffered. Let me bring John in here. John, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
John?
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have a question about automobile dash cams.
Yes.
I bought one, and it records for, let's say, 30 seconds to a minute, then it stops.
Okay.
And then it starts over and does the same thing. It repeats that process continually.
30 seconds?
And when I see dash cam presentations on TV,
mm-hmm.
they're continuous. And I have a Sony camcorder, and it's continuous. I turn it on, it records until I turn it off. But this dash cam just records in snippets, like.
That doesn't even sound. I have one in my Trailblazer. It records like 5 hours, and then it starts over. And so it'll soar five, and then just sort of start. You know, it doesn't erase it all. You get 5 hours, and then it gradually gets to the next 5 hours. 30 seconds is making sense. Is there something missing? Like you need a SIM card or something in there?
Well, I've got a SIM card in it.
Yeah, Jose, that doesn't make sense, does it?
It depends if the device can actually see the SIM card, depending on what size it is. I would check the instruction manuals and see what it says about continuous recording versus snippet recording, John.
And then okay.
And then make sure that you have the recommended size for the SD card.
Okay. Did you Google this problem?
No, I didn't. And my real question is, I bought one from Radio Shack. That's the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then I bought another one from an auto parts store, and I'm not happy with either one. Where would you recommend that I would go to get one and there'd be people there that I can discuss the use of this thing?
Frank, where'd you get yours?
My sons gave me one about a year and a half ago for Christmas, and it's called Blackview. And it records easily 5 hours of stuff in color. It's fantastic. You remove the little memory card, put it in your computer, and watch everything that was in front of your car. And when it goes in park mode, there's a little voice that tells you, Blackview is in park mode. And then when it knows the car is moving, Blackview resumes normal recording.
They probably bought it online.
Online. They got it online. Amazon's $300, Blackview. It's tremendous. I don't know what you paid for these others, but, boy, 30 seconds. You don't capture much in 30 seconds.
And it was much, much cheaper than.
Well, yeah, and that's why you got what you got. Yeah,
you get what you pay for.
You bet. All right, John.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, dash cam. And ever since I got it, nothing's happened. I thought, I'm going to get this dash cam, and I'm going to have that footage. Somebody's going to pay. We'll pay you $100,000 for that footage. Nothing has happened. I never saw anybody hit anybody. I'm so disappointed.
I figured you'd be able to ID the deer that ran in front of your car.
Well, not yet. I've got video of deer crossing over in front of me, but nothing, you know, nothing that I could
To go over to Russia with it.
Watch on the news. Alan, say hi to Jose.
Jose, good afternoon, and hello to everybody else, and I am AM and PM.
Thank you, Alan.
Hi, Alan. Hallelujah. Hello, Alan.
Hello. Hey, Jose, I just started up a company 2 months ago where I'm going into people's homes, helping them learn how to use their computers and maybe fixing their computers a lot of people are a little bit more mature and they're having troubles with computers. I've always been PC IBM based, and I need to learn Macintosh.
Yes.
Because there's a number of people with it out there. I don't want to spend $4,000 on a MacBook or something like that. And I started looking at things, and I saw the Mac Mini, and I was wondering if that might be a way to teach me Macintosh. I'm not looking to build a whole library of stuff that I can do, but I just want to learn how to use Macintosh.
Yeah, the Mini should be good for you.
And then I can use that with any monitor and any keyboard that I have?
I believe so. If not, it should have Bluetooth available, and you could get a Bluetooth keyboard and a mouse and run them that way.
That sounds good.
All right.
Mac Mini. So that'll do it every...
I would suspect so.
Okay.
All right, Alan.
Okay,
thank you. What the heck is a Mac Mini? I never heard of it. What is that?
It's a little... It's like a...
No screen? No.
It's just a box that plugs in. It's a miniature Macintosh. It's not a full-blown, like a desktop or a laptop.
I never heard of it. Let's get Dave. Dave, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose, and I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank you and Frank and your sponsors for providing this service. It's really informative.
Well, tell the Oric people next time you're near a store. We'd love that.
I've got an Oric, so I'm very happy with their products.
All righty. What's your question?
I've got an older GPS, a Garmin GPS, and I have a lifetime subscription to update the maps. And when I went to do it the other day, it said that there wasn't enough room to download everything, so I had to pick a region. And one region had Missouri in it, another region had Illinois. They didn't have anything for the Midwest.
Wow.
And I was wondering, could I go and more or less dump everything that's in there and reload all the current maps that are available?
You could reset it to factory state for when it was purchased new. The other thing is, does it have a SIM slot to put a memory card
right.
in?
Right. Yeah, I've only got a 2 gigabyte card in that right now. It's got a MP3 player built in and a Bluetooth capability.
I had the same issue with mine, and what I ended up doing was buying a bigger memory card and then telling the new map system to download into the new memory card before it decompressed so I could get all the regions.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it would do that or if the memory card was just for the MP3 player.
Nope, you can designate the memory card for use to the GPS as well as the player.
Okay, otherwise set it for factory reset.
Right, but when you do that, all of your favorites, all of your found stuff's going to go away.
Oh, that's fine. I clear stuff off pretty frequently anyway.
Okay, I would still recommend a bigger SD card, especially the price they are. They're next to nothing.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your service.
Thank you, Dave. All right, let's get Carol in here. She's been holding for a long time. Carol, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Carol.
Hi. I have a question about Pandora.
Yes.
And I am trying to do the $3.99 commercial free.
Yes.
And so it tells me to go in and update my account information.
Yes.
And I tried doing that, but it doesn't take me any place to put the credit card number in or anything.
Do they have a phone number you can call?
No, I'm doing it out on the iPod.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Do I need to finish it on the computer or?
You may need to finish it on the computer. I'm not sure what happens with the iPods, but usually if they want you to give them money, they'll give you a way besides the computer to give it to them.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of calling their
different areas, and I couldn't find any place.
Right. I'm a big fan of calling their tech support people and actually talking to somebody that's sales related.
Okay.
And they should be able to help you through whatever the issues are with your iPad, your iPod, your iPhone, any of your other material.
I'll try it. Thank you.
Good luck. Yeah,
thank you, Carol.
Thanks. Bye.
And then before we break, you ever know some companies and products, you can't call anybody. It says, send us a chat, and one of our people will send you back a message sometimes. And then you just have to, or you just have to email them, and they'll hopefully send you the email, but you can't get on the phone with anybody. I think every company should have some way at some point when you've just exhausted every to finally talk to somebody.
Well, and as soon as all the old people die, that won't be needed anymore. It's people of our age that want to actually talk to somebody.
I guess.
That's how texting came around, because now I can text you something. I can talk into the phone and have it converted to a text and send it to you, And when it gets to your phone will read you the text as if I spoke it. Or how about we just call each other?
Yeah, how about that? That'd be so much easier. All right. How about next week? You want to do this again?
Yes, please.
All right, we're going to do it. That's Jose Hernandez, everybody. Give him a big round of applause. And be sure to remember that the Orrick Home Care Centers make his appearance possible every week. And if you need to get in touch with Jose, you can email him at techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. If Dan Strauss is listening, I'm gonna throw it to you, and you're gonna throw it to traffic. Okay, want to do that?
Yes, that's fine.
So let's do that right now.
We're gonna check traffic right now with Frank Ladd. Frank.
Jam between Grand and the Poplar Street Bridge. Stop and go there. Northbound 55 heavy between 44 and the Poplar, that right lane especially. Eastbound Highway 70 heavy between the Interbelt and Bermuda and Manchester at Barrett Station Road. An accident reported. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has what you need to get 110% ready for back to school with low prices on the less list items all season long. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
All right, thank you, Frank. On the phone from Washington, Elizabeth Exit, 270 Johnny Londoff Chevrolet location headquarters, worldwide headquarters. On the line is the grill barbecue grill mistress of that dealership, the one and only Kitty Harrison. Hello, Kitty. How are you?
I am great, Frank. How are you guys?
Have you been working out your arm for flipping burgers? Make sure that your wrist is going to be able to take, because you're going to be flipping a lot of hamburgers and turning a lot of brats and hot dogs Saturday.
It's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, we are getting so much excitement here. I just hope everybody shows up that says they're coming.
Oh, they'll be there. And you know, Peroni, it's Peroni's, right?
Yes.
Right. Peroni's is doing pizza. And
I mean, not a couple of pizzas. I mean, if it takes, he said if it takes 100 pizzas, that's what they'll bring. I mean,
have you ever had Peroni's, Frank?
I never have.
Oh my gosh, wait till you taste. Oh wait, are you eating pizza these days?
I don't want to hurt their feelings, so I will have a piece because it's the thing to do.
I just went to Peroni Saturday, and we went up there. I went up there with my girlfriend Sandy and her son Ryan, and he test drove a Chevy Cruze because he has another make and model, and he's thinking about trading in.
Beautiful.
So we drove the Chevy Cruze, and we went to Peroni's. They said, go ahead and take it and go to Peroni's. We went to Peroni's and we ate. And while I was on the phone, and John Londoff called me, and we were talking, and the guy, and they overheard us saying that we had the car, we were test driving it, and this guy in the next table goes, they're going to put on an APB and send the cops out looking for you. I said, I'm talking to the owner right now on the phone of the dealership.
Well, I know you have some other stuff you want to tell people that.
The test drive thing we've had this weekend, we were flooded with people.
Let me mention before you talk about what you've added for Saturday, let me just remind people. The test drive deal that she's talking about, you have to do the test drive by the end of business this coming Friday, not Saturday, this coming Friday. And if you just test drive any vehicle at Johnny Londoff, you are in the drawing, which will take place over the weekend. We'll announce the winner next Monday, 1 week from today. But the prize is a 2-year prepaid lease on a brand new Chevy Cruze. And if you don't want to drive the Cruze free for 2 years, you'll get a check for $2,000. Now, all you have to do to be in that drawing is just test. They're not going to strong arm you, pressure you to buying something. They just want you to take a test drive. That's it. Now we go to Saturday when that all ends, and there are all kinds of reasons to come out this coming Saturday.
Yeah, not just because we're going to have great food and an awesome band and the weather is supposed to be beautiful and you're going to be here and I'm going to be here.
That's right. The Big Band John Southtown Band's going to be there with Dan Strong. Right.
Southside Johnny Band.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's it.
Well, also known as, you know, you can call them. We're going to go with whichever name you like, Dan.
Okay.
But we're going to do a raffle. So people can come, whoever comes, only on Saturday, though. Saturday, you come in, you'll fill out a raffle ticket, and we're going to do prize drawings throughout the day. You need to be present to win.
Okay, let me add too. You do not need to be present to win that cruise lease for 2 years.
No.
I want to make that clear. If you test drive and you're in the drawing, you don't have to be there Saturday for that. That's a separate issue, and you don't have to be present
to win.
We're
going to phone call you. It's completely fine. Right. That is completely separate. This other thing we're doing on Saturday, because so many people wanted to get involved with what we were doing, and after they heard about Peroni's, I got a phone call from Keith Took at Old Town Donuts, and he said, you can't have something in Florissant without Old Town Donuts.
Oh, yeah. And Old Town Donuts is, I mean, they're tremendous. And they have that bacon donut.
Nothing better than a donut between two slices of Peroni's pizza.
Darn right.
A donut sandwich. A donut pizza sandwich. What about drinks?
The donuts has a bun Kitty. For Kitty's hamburger.
That's right. Now, Kitty, what about drinks? We haven't talked about that. Will there be, like,
there
soda,
will be drinks.
Water?
I'll have soda and bottled water. And Old Town Donuts is going to do a coffee service for us as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Right? Hey, truckers and people who've been driving all night, and you get in there about 11 o'clock, 11 to 2. That's when I'll be there. The band will be there. You go, man, if I just had a good cup of coffee. How about a cup of coffee and some pizza and donuts and a bratwurst and a hot dog and a hamburger?
Man.
How about all that?
Yeah, breakfast, lunch,
and
dinner.
You're going to need to, you know, walk up here to walk all that off.
That's right.
Well, they're also donating a gift certificate for the raffle. So we've got a gift certificate from them. And I know one of your favorite restaurants up here, Hendel's Market.
Yeah.
They're fabulous. They're doing a whole gift basket that they're donating for the raffle.
So there'll be several.
Auto Trim, one of our vendors, is donating a gift certificate for a free window tint on a vehicle.
I want to get my windows tinted.
All right, so these are not all one raffle. These are individual. We're just raffling several things off.
I'm going to pull tickets throughout the day.
And you can step up on the band stage and announce the winner
of
each item.
You know, John Smith, you just won a window tint.
All right, I have nightmares that Saturday – I'll get there, and there'll be three people there, and all these donuts and pizzas and food. Yeah, and two of them are in the sales department.
Yeah,
and the other one's my grandson. Yeah, yeah, that's my nightmare. But
if that happens, we're going to have everybody take their name tags off, and it'll look like there are a lot of people there. Even with the
and we'll all divvy up the food and take it all home.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. Auto Trim also donated a Bluetooth kit for pre-owned cars that aren't equipped with Bluetooth.
Ooh, that's a great idea. I've done that. Did it on the Trailblazer.
Right. So that's a good thing. We have a bakery in downtown Ferguson. They've been there since 2006 called Cose Dolce. It is a beautiful little shop, and they do amazing baked goods. They're doing a gift basket as well with some great baked goods.
All right, now you got to put the brakes up. You got to put the brakes on this at some point, or it's going to be nothing for 3 hours, but just constant. I'm serious, constant raffle. You can't do that. You can't have 20 raffle items. You got to stop at some point.
We're almost out. I haven't reached out to anyone else, and the Old Town Donuts was the one that came to me. So that's awesome. We're excited.
All right. Well, it sounds great.
It's going to be a really fun day. I just encourage everybody to come out, have a little fun with us, because what more could you ask for? Barbecue, pizza, and Dan's band, and Frank.
And we've lost the horrible humidity by then, and it starts going away tomorrow. It should be really, really nice. So, folks, again, the Chevy Cruze lease prepaid for you. John and I are splitting the two-year lease. That's not a joke. I'm paying half the lease. He's paying half the lease. To get that lease, you do not have to be there Saturday, and you cannot take the test drive for that on Saturday. You have to do that now by the close of business Friday night. So I think we're clear on everything. We'll talk more about it this week, later on this week.
And Eon the Peon's going to be there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh,
and Archie Geis and Angela. Oh, my goodness. His first ever public appearance, and my little grandson will probably be there, his first public appearance.
That is so exciting. My husband's coming, and even my daughter.
Oh, my goodness. The husband of Kitty Harrison and her daughter.
Well, there's your three people, Frank.
No, we've already got the crowd we needed.
You're covered.
Now we don't need, sorry, folks, we don't need anybody. We and our families have enough people to eat this food. All right, Kitty, we'll talk later in the week.
Okay, we will. Don't forget, guys, we're open until 9 tonight, and we are anxious to do business. You don't need to wait to Saturday to buy a car. We'd be happy to sell you one this week. So,
and, give them the phone number.
It is 314-837-1800, 247 at Landoff.com, or come to 270 in the Washington Elizabeth exit and we will get that deal done for you.
All right. All right, Kitty. Thank
Bye,
you.
Guys. Nice talking to you.
Keep working that that spatula wrist out, okay?
Talk, will do.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. I think she knows what I meant by that.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, John, we're here. We got pepperoni pizza, hot dogs, and bratwurst and hamburger. You like Kitty Harrison, the Red Man in the Grill, Jenny Lundoff, Kevin Lundoff. But he's not here to do that, so we took care. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-339-3884. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-339-3884. That's 1-800-339-3884.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
Are you a sugar addict? If your body's cravings for sugary food are stronger than your willpower, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the breakthrough that actually reduces sugar cravings. Call 1-800-600-1283. Research indicates that sugar can be just as addictive as cocaine and more dangerous than you ever thought. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, not to mention weight gain and obesity. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated to help you break free from sugar addiction. And best of all, they're giving away free trials to the first 100 callers right now. Call 1-800-600-1283. But supplies are limited, so there's a strict limit of only one per household. Don't let sugar addiction put your life at risk. Nubiotics is your chance to break free the healthy and natural way. But hurry, be one of the first 100 callers right now for your free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-600-1283. Call now for details. 1-800-600-1283.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start? Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living, Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living, Inc., located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Cabinets Flooring and More is having a flooring sale. Right now, you can get quality Armstrong hardwood flooring installed for $6.99 a square foot. This is 3 1/4 wide by 3/4 inch thick, solid oak hardwood flooring made in Missouri by Armstrong. It comes with a 25-year finish warranty, and there are 7 beautiful finishes to choose from. Come into the store on Manchester Road at Hampton for details. Cabinets, flooring, and more. Quality products at unbelievable prices.
No retirement game plan? Then no retirement. Discover a simple step-by-step guide to help create a rock-solid retirement plan on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
A couple of minutes to kill here. Let's get Alan on. Alan, how are you?
What's going on, Dan?
No, I'm not Dan.
No, it's that's Frank.
I'm what? Frank.
Hey, is this Frank?
Yes.
Who is this?
It's Alan. It's Alan. He doesn't know who he's talking to.
What's up? No, man. Hey, yeah. I don't talk to myself at the time.
Okay, what's up, Alan?
You know what? My wife had a ball with you guys last night with Dance Drop and the Southside County Band.
Well, not with me last night. I wasn't with your wife last night. But
oh, okay. You know what? I wasn't either.
Okay.
I was wondering. I'm looking for the guy who was.
Okay.
No, in all honesty, man, if you can get a message to Dance Drop, she's on her way home from work right now. If you can just shout out over the radio and tell her how much her husband loves her. We had a ball last night. Well, that would make her day. She is a diehard fan.
Okay. Did you ask Dan to do that for you?
Well, now, Dan knows her real well. Now, he was calling her Sweaty Betty, but she's not old.
Sweaty Stacey. Betty. Boy, that's a great. No, I bet she loves that.
No. Call her Sexy Stacy.
All right, Alan.
My friend.
Thank you.
We love you guys.
Okay, yeah, we love you too. I have no idea what that was.
Party hasn't stopped since
then. What was the deal with Alan there?
Well, I know what it was about. It was
inside. Kind
no, well, he, they were there yesterday.
Yeah.
At that point.
All right. A lot of people.
That guy Alan
to that.
Broke his. He broke his back not long ago, so he had this back brace on. So he was talking about his
that has
broken
to hurt.
Back.
When I hear somebody had a broken back, that has to hurt.
You would think a lot of everyday moving involves your back.
Well, he said that after a while it started healing and it started feeling better, and he completely forgot about having that, and he went and just went to pick something up.
Broke
and,
it again.
And completely reminded him that he broke his back.
You can't do that. Let me talk to Connie. Hello, Connie. How are you?
Well, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can we help you?
Well, I would like to just tell Frank, first of all, I'm aiming the PM.
All right, let me get him for you. Frank, it's for you. It's Connie. Okay. Hello, Connie. How are you? It's Frank.
Hey, I would like to just tell you, sleep well, because I think you're going to have a big crowd next Saturday.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure I'll be right.
Are you going to help?
We were at Johnny Landoff this past Saturday.
Yeah, I missed you.
I went to test drive.
Okay.
I ended up buying a Chevrolet Trax.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
I got
you.
To meet Johnny Landoff.
Wow.
And who walks in just as we were talking but Dan?
My goodness, so what a day for you. What a big day for you.
Day.
Wow. So you shove John to the side and say, hold on, Dan's here.
I'm sorry?
It was such a huge day.
Yeah.
But anyway, while we were
we
were in the showroom, just, you know, waiting for the usual paperwork and the car to be detailed and so forth, three people were in that showroom saying, hey, is Frank here today?
Well, yeah, because I'm not there every day.
I know.
No,
I was there the day before. I missed you by one day. I was there Friday.
You'll be just fine. There's going to be a big crowd.
Are you coming?
We'll try to.
Bring everybody you know and everybody you've ever met.
Well.
Okay. Yeah. I worry about this stuff.
You don't have to worry about it.
All right, Connie. I hope you're right. Thank you for the purchase, too. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All
right. It was our pleasure. Thank you.
Hope to meet you Saturday. There goes Connie. A proud owner of a new Chevy
Trax. Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time here, do they?
I think we have time for one more, maybe.
Let's get Russ in here. Russ, what's going on?
Good afternoon, AM and PM.
Thank you. We know that. We know that. What's up?
I'm
I'm going to bring the other White Widow Saturday.
I'm not bringing mine. I'm not bringing mine. Bring yours. We decided it's not a good idea to bring mine for reasons.
Okay. I just want to know, do you prefer using mine to a bong or a regular joint? It's a highly coveted high THC type of marijuana. Last year we got a good job. A lot of food devil needs something to eat.
Okay, lots of people don't know this, but my son told me, pointed this out, that White Widow is a strain of pot. It's a particular high grade of pot.
That's right.
Is that what you'll be bringing Saturday?
Yeah, I came back from Denver. I'm going to bring it right up to your hand, you and Johnny. You both take first coat.
I don't think that'd be a good idea. Maybe not.
I think so.
Maybe don't do that.
It will take a ride next to that.
Well, it won't be there, I don't think, Saturday.
Anyway, let's go back to something else. The debate, doesn't that seem like a political form of Survivor?
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about debate. I'm sick of hearing people talk about the debate. I really, honest to goodness. I just.
Okay, you want to talk about Ferguson?
No, I don't talk. No, I really don't. I'm tired of that too.
Let's go back to talking about pot.
No, well, we did, Rush, and we got a lot of wind or something in your phone here. We're gonna have to break away because it's really
break the wind.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. You want to break the wind?
No, Rush, we got to run. Thank you. Okay.
Now we got the runs.
No. Thank you, Rush. Oh boy,
okay. He has a hard time hearing.
Yeah, I maybe. Okay, he wanted to bring. High grade of pot to give to me and to Johnny. I don't know that would be a good idea on Saturday.
The White Widow, that's what it is.
Yeah, I didn't know that. White Widow, there's an actual spider.
I know
yeah.
there's thousands of names for it.
There is a rare spider called the White Widow, but then I find out, too, that it's a strain of pot. I don't care. Crap, I think it's a great name for a car.
Yeah.
The White Widow, what the heck? All right, I can do a little business, and then Bill Cleveland will join us. Do you want to do it that way?
Yes.
Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You've heard their names on this show for at least 15, 16 maybe 17 years, and we pretty much have the same message for you, that if you have $25,000 or more, this is your call. You have to decide at some point. We have been able to put aside enough money that maybe we need to talk to somebody. And you can talk to several somebodies. If you don't like Mark and Jason, talk to somebody else. I just think it'd be a good idea to get some advice from people who know a lot more than you and I do about investing money. And that would be Mark and Jason from Stiefel Nicholas. They've been with them a long time, and they've got lots of clients. They have customers, clients, whatever you want to call it, that have $25,000. They happen to have millions of dollars. But 25 is the mark, and if you have that or more, call them, set up a meeting, see what you think. See what they have to say about what you're doing with that money. Even if you've already had the advice of somebody else, they're not going to, if somebody else had a great idea of what to do with your money, they're going to tell you that. That was a good idea. Got nothing to lose. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Frank Ladd.
Westbound at Highway 64, got a problem there. They've cleared the incident at Hampton, but you're still backed up to Compton headed out of the city. Two crashes now, eastbound on Highway 64 just before Big Bend. The first one is on the right shoulder now. That was the earlier incident. The left shoulder is also blocked, partially blocking that left lane, eastbound 64. You're backed up to McKnight now from before McKnight. Working with the crash southbound 55 and the ramp to 7th Street, partially blocking that right lane as well. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes now. Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55, 44 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound on Highway 70 this afternoon, seeing volume from the Interbelt up through, looks like Bermuda, and volume southbound on 170 due to the eastbound 64 crashes from Del Mar. Southbound 270, we're flying over that right now. You start to tap the brakes south of the Clayton Road overpass down through about Doherty Ferry. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has what you need to get on 110% ready for back to school with low prices on the less list items all season long. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly one of the best. Why do I know this? Because I've used them in my house. You've had the typical carpet cleaning experience. They come out, clean the carpets, they look pretty good, but just in a few short weeks, they start looking dingy again. Plus, they take forever to dry. I'm here to tell you that True Clean Carpet has done away with these two problems. They come out with their own treated water, totally organic pre-spray, so you don't use detergents that leave sticky residue and attract even more dirt. They dry with True Clean Carpet in 1 to 2 hours. No more worry about mold or other issues of having your carpets wet for so long. True Clean Carpet gets them dry in just 1 to 2 hours because they invest in the newest extraction technology. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500, 314-427-9500, or see their website at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free. It's True Clean Carpet.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. Free. And it's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now, sponsored by Laclede Cab, here is... And there's nobody like him, and I mean that. I really mean that. Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Well, that was quite an introduction. Good afternoon. Well, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing real well. I think I might come out to this Johnny Londoff thing.
Oh, my goodness. Bill Cleveland. Hey, bring your camera. What do you use to do those on-the-road things? Get some footage of that thing. Put up.
I thought you were going to say, bring my nose. Thank you for not doing that.
No, I would never do that. No.
Yeah. We all know the nose has to come if you...
Yeah, it'll be with you.
It'll be there 10 minutes before you get there.
It'll provide some shade, though, for some folks.
His nose will get there first.
Bill, you should have brought it up.
Yeah, if it's sunny, get under... If it's too sunny, get under Bill's nose for shade. Oh, my goodness, that's great. Yeah. Sorry.
Golly.
Now you only have a minute after we made fun of you.
No, you're not. Okay. It's been reported that Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz might run for president. However, political observers say he'd face a tough primary fight from Colonel Sanders and Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, he would. He would.
And an elderly woman in California finished a 100.2-mile ultra marathon the
Whoa.
Other day. Or at least that's what they told her. all right. And finally, the nose joke got in the way.
Got in the way.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is urging young kids to start eating healthier.
Eat better food.
Yeah, he's really reaching out to the kids, though. In fact, have you seen his new Nickelodeon show, SpongeBob No Pants?
No, I bet that's good.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Clean Cab. I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPRS.
Thank you, Bill. Maybe we'll see you Saturday.
Okay, see ya.
You kids need to eat better and more healthy food. I mean it. Hey, look at that. It's 5 o'clock. Don't go away. Big 550 KT.